This is the best of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Orna Gill. It's the Dr. Orna Gill Show. Here talking about everything woman, women's health issues. We are here at your cervix, not live, but pre-recorded today. In the future, we'll be here every fourth Thursday of every month, just like your favorite Aunt Flo. We will be here for you. Today, we're going to talk about minimally invasive surgery in women and for women. And we'll talk a little bit about incontinence, and we'll talk about to be announced. Today, we'll get started with talking about minimally invasive surgery and what it is exactly and how it can benefit you as a woman. So we'll get started with talking about the different kinds of surgery. Today, the first topic will be minimally invasive surgery, laparoscopy, which is the very earliest form of minimally invasive surgery. And basically, it's camera surgery where we inflate your abdomen. And from there, we place a little hook holes in the abdomen and insert some tools and different instruments to operate. So that is basically the first type of minimally invasive surgery, which started in the early 2000s and now is really considered standard of care. In other words, open surgery with big old cuts are no longer a thing. Nobody wants them. Nobody does them. And don't even try. They are appropriate in some patients who have very large anatomy or very complex anatomy, like with surgical scars and stuff like that. I'm here in the studio with Linda Bott, the very famous, fabulous Linda Bott, and we're going to talk about all things women together about this topic.
I'm so happy to be here, and I like the topics we talked about before we started to air. Women, the trends in tubal ligation, incontinence, and those are the things we're going to be talking about. And when you talk about these minimal invasive surgery, and by the way, let's do a station identification.
Yes.
This is KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. We are streaming as well. This is a pre-recorded show. We're taping this on Wednesday, but it's going to be airing tomorrow night.
Correct.
There's a lot of activities going on. You're in surgery. There's all kinds of things, so we grab it when we can. And I love your hashtag, at your cervix.
Thank you very much. It is, like you say, all roads lead to the cervix. Eventually, we all have to go there. Eventually, we all have to get it checked, like you said earlier.
And I want to share with everybody that I did for the very first time, I'm a new patient with Dr. Orna Gill, and I went yesterday, and I think we all have parts, and some people shy away, like when we've had people on talking about colonoscopies, how important they are, because through that, you know, you can detect whether, you know, soon on that's colon cancer can be cured, but it's early detection as well as doing a mammogram.
Mm-hmm.
So these are parts. We all are born with them, and people shy away about, oh, it's embarrassing to talk about it. But as I get older, I don't care as much.
Yeah.
I'm not shy about it because if you don't pay attention to it and something happens and it becomes ill or not functioning, then you start talking about it. It will be a conversation at the table.
Right.
Or with friends or over coffee. And so yesterday, I haven't had a pap smear in about 6 years. So I went, because I thought, okay, I'm going to do the overall thing with one doctor and with all, like, the major blood work, the innards and the outards and all this stuff. Really, it's like, you know, the turkey, base the turkey. I haven't had any surgeries, and I haven't had children. So it's very interesting, and I love the scientific mind of Dr. Orna Gill. I am very thrilled to have her, it's the fourth Thursday. Mm-hmm. So when we talked about earlier about the minimally invasive surgery, there's the robotic surgery. Is that what it is? The Da Vinci?
Yeah, the Da Vinci is one of the modalities. I'm very excited also to be here as well as every month. The robotic surgery really is a concept as an assistant to laparoscopy. So we say that it's laparoscopic surgery with a robotic assist. And what it really means is that we're doing minimally invasive surgery, but at a much higher level and at a much higher, with the greater ability to address more complex anatomy, things that would cause us to make big cuts in people. Or as we say, a laparotomy, that would be an open surgery, whereas closed surgery or laparoscopy would be where we look inside the abdomen and work inside the abdomen using a scope. And so with the robot, it basically the same, except that the robot provides a special camera lens and a special scope and 3D vision. Also allows the surgeon to sit down and control all of the instruments with your hands and feet. So you can
and your feet.
Yes, you use the you can use your arms to control the camera, your fingers to control the different instruments, your feet to control which arms you're going to swap. Excuse me. And also which perspectives you're going to take and how far in and out you want to clutch in and out of the into the body and out. So you can get up close to – it's like scuba diving, basically. You're diving up in the body, in the abdomen. You're looking around. You're seated, but you're looking around all the way up to very close up to your eye. And you can go all the way out, and it's all 3D, and you have full wrist and hand control. So you can really utilize like three arms. You can inside the body with, in addition to the camera, all controlled by one person simultaneously.
And we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, let's talk about, and this is the Dr. Orna Gill Show. And I'm just directing this so we can kind of stay within our commercials, our little segments. And what I'd like to find out is about, because people freak out about robots. Let's talk about it's the human controlling the robot. You just are getting in a different way. But let's talk about the training when we come back. What does it take at Shasta Regional Medical Center? Let's talk about the Da Vinci machine or robot. Mm-hmm. And just so we can see a little bit more in our mind's eye, maybe some people can go online and find out more about it as you're talking about it. So let's take a break here on KCNR 96.5 FM. This is the Dr. Orna Gill Show, and we will be right back. The Redding Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to reddingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to reddingcivic.com to learn more.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is the best of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Orna Gill. This is Dr. Orna Gill's show at your cervix this afternoon, Thursday afternoon airing, pre-recorded show. We are on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM here in Redding, California, beautiful Redding, California, talking about women's issues and women's health. And today our topic, I'm talking with a beautiful, talented, fabulous Linda Butt. We're talking about minimally invasive surgery, incontinence, and transcendent tubal ligation. So all sorts of hot topics for women today. So we were talking a little bit about the Da Vinci, and Linda promised that I would talk a little bit about what it takes and what it means to get in, to get on the Da Vinci. What does it mean to have a robot working on you? Is that a thing that we should be scared of or something we should be suspicious of? How should we even frame it or picture it? So let's just start with that, because it's important to make sure that in our mind's eye we see what is going to happen and what it really means, and not bring our imagination out into the spaceship of our mind that can sometimes fly over or into the very most bizarre Milky Ways you probably imagine. So at this point, let me just paint a picture. The robot basically is a big machine that has, there's no artificial intelligence, there's no, it can't do anything by itself. It's just like a big tool with a bunch of little tools hanging off of it. And what it is the surgeon takes the camera, puts it on the robot, and then puts little tiny poke holes in the body. They're called ports. And then put in the different ports, which are like long sticks, and attach the robot. It's called the robot, but it really doesn't, like, it's not like, doesn't bring you lunch or clean your floor. It's just something that you have to operate. So it's really just a tool that's in a very fancy way called a robot. So the tool or the robot is attached to the ports, and different instruments are swapped in and out. And the entire apparatus is controlled by the surgeon in a remote location. So I can take charge of all the instruments and the camera, drive them all by myself in one big chair. Remember that this kind of technology is perfect for the military, which is how it was actually developed. They were interested in getting surgeons to operate from faraway places on patients that were in the field or patients that were, you know, in inaccessible remote places in the world. And that would improve the health care of our troops and as well as those territories which we were protecting. So in general, this was a technology that was made by the military and then was translated into the public sector. And that's really how we need to think about it. It's basically like a drone, you know what I mean? Except it delivers medical technology and surgery to faraway places. So in this case, we're operating from a distant place. It means across the room. but we're able to do a lot more with one person. So I don't need an extra team. I don't need anything. It's just, you know, some very good OR nurses, maybe someone to manipulate a little bit here and there, some of the anatomy. But in general, it's supposed to simplify the surgery and make it compact enough so that we can deliver it all over. And so that's the main fascinating and amazing thing. I like it because I get to sit down and operate, but that's another thing.
So the Da Vinci machine, I remember a big deal not too long ago about a Da Vinci machine actually coming to Reading.
Yeah.
So tell us about that.
Yeah, I think we have one at Mercy Hospital, and we just acquired one at Shasta Regional. And so they're not, you know, as common as we think. They cost lots and lots and lots of money. But they do reduce costs to patients, doctors, insurance entities, because, you know, patients who undergo complex surgery, they usually most often need to have cuts, big cuts. But patients who have the robot in place in that facility, the complex cases can be done minimally invasively. So you can go home the next day or the same day. You will have no need to use opioids like narcotics for post-op. You don't have to take off work so much or off from the family just a couple days.
This is what happens with, help me with a couple organs that are kind of like when your appendix.
Yes.
When you think about kids or whatever, appendix breaks or whatever, yeah. And you see people from years ago that have this huge scar.
Yeah.
And now you can do the same thing.
Yeah.
By removing appendix. What's the other thing? Gallbladder.
Gallbladder, you got it. Yeah, we can do that. We can do all sorts of things. We can do remove the uterus, the ovaries, the tubes, all things I do. Any kind of growths in the abdomen or pelvis. We can pull your anatomy into a normal sort of configuration if it's kind of fallen down after childbirth or whatever.
I've talked to a couple women, and I remember you maybe three shows ago talking about how the uterus can fall.
Oh, yeah.
And after that conversation, it was kind of like not a pretty visual, but after that conversation, I had somebody was telling me, oh, yeah, and then I was talking about that you do this kind of work that, oh, they do. She'll do that where you pull it back up and put it into place, and there's a whole. Can you talk about that procedure a little bit?
Yeah, there are different approaches to pulling the uterus back up. A lot of times they say that, you know, leaving the uterus in place can kind of cause the repair to not be as effective because you've got this big bowling ball sitting on what are now very slack ligaments. So, you know, sort of like a bowling ball in a hammock, you know. You want it to be taut. The hammock, when it loses its elasticity and rigidity, that bowling ball is going to fall all the way to the floor being suspended in that hammock. So you want to take out the bowling ball is basically the thought. So we say taking out the uterus is probably a good idea if you want to really achieve really good results in creating a solution to prolapse. The other option, which is a longer option, is we can attach the cervix or vagina to the sacrum, meaning the back, your backbone in the pelvis using a mesh, and then tacking it together and taking, and that will offer you the opportunity.
Don't be left watching Netflix reruns this summer. Use your screen time to future-proof your career with a degree or certificate from Shasta College. One of the best investments you can make is your education. So take the first step today. Summer classes start June 8th and enrollment is happening now. High school students, summer is the perfect time to pick up some college credits. With no tuition costs and enrollment is now completely online. Call 242-7500 or go online to shastacollege.edu/apply.
Orchard Nutrition Center asks, what does it mean to be local?
It's the Little League baseball team. It's a smile and a wave from a neighbor you've known for years, helping out a stranger just because it's the right thing to do.
It's a lot like Orchard Nutrition Center, caring about the people and the community that you call home.
Orchard Nutrition Center, since 1982.
We're all in it together.
Redding Electric Utility cares about the whole community, and we offer an income-qualified residential energy discount program that can save you up to $400 a year on your energy bill. And once per year, CARES bill credit up to $300. To find out if your income qualifies you for a residential discount program and CARES program, call 339-7200. That number again is 339-7200.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
This is the best of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Good afternoon. This is Dr. Orna Gill. Thank you for joining us. This is the Dr. Orna Gill Show at your cervix, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, Redding, California, your talk radio. This is Dr. Orna Gill returning with the beautiful, talented Linda Butt.
So sweet.
So fabulous. We are talking about women's health, women's issues in this regular talk show every Thursday evening at 6 p.m. Today we are pre-recording. But
that's why you're saying good afternoon, because it's light out. But it's going to be running. It'll be running Thursday night, but that's all right. So this is what happens because we've got a busy doctor on our hands.
Yeah.
And she is here, there, and everywhere at your cervix in service, as she says. Before we took a break, we were talking about incontinence, but let's do a little bit of, I want to shine a light on the fact that you've been a teacher.
Oh, yeah.
And, can you share with our listeners and the listeners of your show, because you will build a big following, I'm sure, on where you taught. And because, you know, I think it's fun to let people know the expertise behind this show and what you're bringing to the table.
Well, I thank you. I am happy to talk about that. I was full-time faculty at three different universities and medical colleges in New York, and then one in the Caribbean. And so I taught mainly residents or doctors in training to specialize in OBGYN. So I taught at Mount Sinai Hospital in New York full-time. I taught at New York Methodist Hospital in New York full-time. I taught Cornell residents and Albert Einstein residents and University of St. George's residents and Ross University residents and medical students. Medical students from those three last universities I mentioned, all in OBGYN. So prepared lectures and taught people how to do the actual surgeries and how to taught people how to approach diagnostics and execute the plan. And, you know, I had to communicate very clearly with people who were very, very eager to learn. So I was very, very lucky in my opportunities in my life. So that's it's been a joy. So that's why it's such a great time for me and a great opportunity for me to be on this show and to have this show as a way to speak to people who want to learn. We want to know about ourselves. We are women and we are smart and we are strong and we need to know all this stuff.
So when we talk about incontinence, now incontinence, from an OBGYN, I mean, because it can be caused by several things, but in a woman, incontinence doesn't really, maybe when you're learning not to, you know, kids are bedwetting, that's one thing.
Right.
But when you get older, I mean, you don't really experience it that much in your teen years, do you?
No, not usually. You're right. You know, incontinence, there's two different types. One is called stress incontinence, and one is called urge incontinence. And then there's combinations of them, and then there's overactive bladder, and there's all kinds of other stuff. But, you know, the main two are urge incontinence and stress incontinence. So first off, stress incontinence is anything that puts stress on the pelvic floor. So if you have multiple pregnancies that are heavy and that puts stress on that big, basically looks like a trampoline is what I think about it, is the pelvic floor. And it'll only bounce up and down a few times before it kind of busts. You know what I mean? So if you have a lot of pregnancies, you're going to stretch that trampoline out. You're going to put a hole in it. Same thing if you're obese or if you have chronic cough. That's an issue too. These kinds of things can, or if you are severely constipated and you always push really hard, that can cause incontinence as well, because you're putting pressure, downward pressure, on the pelvic floor, which stresses it and can cause it to lose its elasticity and to lose its integrity. So when that happens, you can lose your urine when you push down or when you have less support, as we call it. Then you can lose urine just by not being able to maintain closure on the urethra, which is the tube that comes out of the bladder. So when you push on the bladder, rather than the bladder closing down when you push, it pushes out, and the urine comes flowing out. So the valve basically, and the angles aren't maintained because of that stress incontinence, stress on the floor of the pelvis. So that's A. And that can happen, like I said, all those reasons. Other things that contribute to the trampoline or the pelvic floor not having the same quality of tissue or of its ability to hold up the pelvic organs, including the bladder, is the quality of the tissue, meaning Do you smoke? So is your tissue less filled with oxygen and doesn't have as good oxygen supply to the nerves and to the muscles and to the blood vessels? Do you have diabetes? And so your small vessels no longer supply blood.
Wow.
To, yeah, any of these, you know, organ systems like the muscles and the nerves. And like I said, the small blood vessels that feed them can no longer work because of diabetes. So that's an issue. Do you take steroids? That robs your tissue of integrity. So turns your muscles and your skin into tissue paper, basically.
Ooh.
Yeah. I mean, they literally call it cigarette paper or tissue paper.
Wow.
Skin that you see with steroid use. So that there's, or is your nutrition poor? So do you have poor nutrition? Do you only eat junk food, or do you, you know, have a bizarre dieting routine? Or are you, you know, somehow have, maybe you have colitis or IBS and you're not absorbing the nutrients. So these are all factors that go into making the tissue. It's not just the stress on it, but it's the quality of the tissue itself. So all of these things we look at when we examine stress incontinence and we counsel our patients, well, it's not just because you had two huge kids, babies, you know. It's also because you smoke or you don't have enough nutrition or you are on a lot of steroids for, you know, lupus or, you know, you yo-yo diet or maybe, you know, you have too much smoke inhalation from the fires and you need to be aware of how even just short exposures can affect the quality of your tissue.
How can that be reversed, incontinence?
That's a good question. So, yeah, there are ways to improve your tissue quality, so, and your muscles control. So, yeah, a lot of times if we let it go too far, then we do need a surgical repair. And so that those are usually effective, but if you can understand when you repair something, if you're using the same tissue that failed to begin with, you can expect a failure down the line.
Hmm.
Unless you change the quality of that tissue. There's normal aging. Again, you have to improve your nutrition. You have to improve your lifestyle habits. You have to start exercising those muscles, like using them with pelvic, you can use the Kegels exercises. I don't know if our listeners all know what that is. We can maybe go over that later if we want. Might be a little much for now. We have pelvic floor physical therapy. So there's a lot of different modalities we can use to improve our pelvic floor strength, integrity, and quality. And so, yeah, we can do minimally invasive kind of stuff initially. We don't have to run. We don't have to stampede to the OR. We can just try to work on it with exercising it and working out those muscles appropriately, improving our lifestyles, being aware of what causes our tissue to deteriorate and what causes our tissue to improve in quality. So that's how I would look at it.
Well, great. Let's take a break on that. When we come back, let's talk about trends and tubal, what is it called?
Ligation.
Tubal ligation. Dr. Orna Gill, this is the Dr. Orna Gill Show. I'm just here to help facilitate and as a friend and a fan. We are at KTNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. This is North State Now, by the way. This is the fourth Thursday of the month on North State Now. We got to keep saying this is North State Now magazine. We got a great ad that's going to be running next month and enjoy. It was a lot of fun putting that together with Nigel Skeet, James Masada, and Rhonda Ball, and Michelle Slade. And then of course Dr. Orna Gill. So it's a fun show, and it's a great way to get people who are experts in their field to not be like heavy with a whole month of shows, but just come in on that one day or the one evening. And we are pre-recording this show today, so it'll be running Thursday night. So that, what's the date on that? Let's see. We're on the, what's today? The 24th. So it'll be the 25th. It'll run the 25th. So let's take a break. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about that good stuff. And then I want to ask you before we close, what's the number one question when you go into class? Doctors are becoming OBGYNs. They want to become, you know, baby doctors or female doctors. I'm curious, like, what are the first typical questions that I had that people ask? And let's take a break.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
The Reading Civic Auditorium brings a wide variety of shows to the North State. Go to readingcivic.com and join their mailing list for free. Get early access to tickets and first dibs on the best seats in the house. Grab a drink with friends at the fully stocked bar or locally roasted coffee. Snacks and other beverages at the River Rock Cafe. Enjoy lidded beverages throughout the auditorium at every show. If you want to know about the best concerts coming to the North State, go to readingcivic.com to learn more.
COVID-19 has forced our community to tread through unprecedented times. This is Tracy Edwards, CEO for Reading Rancheria. Through drought, wildfire, and devastation, we have banded together and became stronger. The challenges we are yet to face remain unknown, but what is known is that this is a community of survivors. Our citizens are dedicated to rallying behind the community in times of crisis. It is the same dedication to our community that will help us face COVID-19. We ask that you follow CDC guidelines and to continue practicing social distancing. We are all in this together.
I'm Carlene Niver, and I have some exciting news about my restaurant, Deja Vu, voted best breakfast. We are now serving beer and wine to complement your experience with us. Try one of our many flavors of mimosas, or try one of our new delicious creations, like Morning Sunshine, our version of a screwdriver. For our coffee lovers, we are known for our cozy atmosphere with a mixture of traditional and specialty drinks. I invite you to start your day with us, whether you are craving breakfast or lunch. Located in the historic Lorenz Hotel in the heart of downtown Reading, on California Street, open 7 days a week from 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. We look forward to seeing you soon.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004. But our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
In these uncertain times, do you need a much-needed break from cooking? If so, let Mary's Pizza Shack take care of you with their to-go delivery, curbside pickup. Mary's is offering to-go beer and wine at a special discounted rate. And as always, they have their famous pizza, pasta, soups, and salads. Open Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Friday and Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8:30 p.m. From Mary's family to yours, please be safe.
This is the best of North State Now with Dr. Orna Gill.
Good evening and welcome back. This is Dr. Orna Gill, Dr. Orna Gill's show here at KCNR Studios 96.5 FM, 1460 AM. We are at North State Now, a radio magazine where every week we have a new topic stated by different people in the community. My segment will be running every fourth Thursday of the month, and we will be talking about women's issues, women's health specifically. I am Dr. Orna Gill. I am here in the studio with Linda Bott, the fabulous Linda Bott. We're talking today about issues that surround women, including incontinence and minimally invasive surgery. We're going all over the place. And tonight, we're also going to talk about tubal ligation, trends in tubal ligation. So what is tubal ligation? Tubal ligation is basically how we enact sterility, or the ability to no longer have babies. And we do that, traditionally we did that with a little cut in underneath the belly button or in the belly button after you had a baby. So that was when the uterus was really, really big, and we could reach the tubes. We'd pull one tube out of the abdomen, tie it, cut it, toss the tube back into the abdomen, do the second one the same way. And then we would cross our fingers and hope that they didn't grow back together. And usually it worked very well. There were some complications that can happen with any kind of surgery, including bleeding, infection, injury to other organs, the fact that it's somewhat blind procedure, the fact that, you know, postpartum, there's still a lot of blood flow to the uterus and the tubes, and that blood flow was previously growing a huge baby and supplying a baby life, and then what it sometimes did was provide regrowth of the tubes back together, which was never fun. So there's all sorts of opportunities for things to go wrong in that respect. But that's still a procedure that we do, but, you know, we really think of it as something more old school. And now today we have something that came out of laparoscopy, tubal ligation, tubal cauterization. We had tubal clipping where we just clip it. Now we have the opportunity to remove the tubes entirely, which means they'll never grow back, which means there will be no ectopic pregnancy stuck in the little tubal stump that you leave behind, which means there won't be any opportunity for any kind of pregnancy at all. And what else we're looking at is that a lot of what we thought was ovary cancer or ovarian cancer was actually tubal cancer. So if you remove the tubes, you remove that risk from yourself. So you will no longer have the opportunity to have tubal cancer, which we thought a lot of it was, we thought was ovarian, but in fact came out of the tubes. So you're really reducing your risk of ovarian, and I'm using that, you can't see me, but I'm using air quotes, ovarian cancer. You reduce that risk by 67% if you remove the tubes.
Wow.
So now if you don't get your tubes removed when you, you know, go to get a tubal ligation or tubal sterilization, we call it, then, you know, you need, you are not doing yourself a favor. You need to have those tubes out. And we can do that laparoscopically, which, as I was saying before, we want to remove the entire tube. Make sure you tell your doctor you want both tubes out. Not cut, not clipped, not burned, but out.
So let me ask you something. Is there more of a chance of what you thought was ovarian cancer when you had children? Because for someone like myself who's never had children, I just don't think about my tubes.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't, you know, it's like those days are gone. And
yeah.
So I don't know.
You should get them out if you have any kind of surgery or whatever. For example, if you have your uterus taken out for whatever reason, for example, you have heavy bleeding or you have some sort of prolapse or you have tumors in the uterus like fibroids or something like that, we say, well, you better be taking out those tubes because it only adds about 3 minutes to most procedures and it does not incur very much more injury or in terms of risk to bleeding or infection or injury to other organs. It does have a huge benefit.
Wow. That's the first time I've ever heard this. So.
Yeah, that's why I wanted to bring it up today because I think it's so important for us all to be in the loop and on top of what you know, on top of our healthcare decisions. And if someone offers us, you know, any kind of GYN surgery, you say, and you're taking out my tubes, right?
Yeah. So that would be like if you have your molars out.
Yes, exactly.
So, you know, like people, well, why would I? Okay, so this is the first time in ever have I've heard that, okay, there's certain parts that maybe don't serve you.
Yeah.
I mean, they're there for to have a baby,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yeah, they're there to, that's where the egg and the sperm meet and fertilize into an embryo.
Now, I had a girlfriend, we performed a long time ago in Vegas, and she had a tubal pregnancy
mm-hmm.
and almost died.
Oh, yeah.
And lost the baby, and so I remember it happened in a bathroom
yeah.
before we were going to go on, and she almost died. So when we went on the next tour, she was just too nervous about it. She got pregnant again, and this time it was like, no, I'm not. I'm out.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens with a tubal pregnancy?
So that's a good question. Tubal pregnancies are not uncommon. It, depending on any kind of disease state, like if you had an infection in the pelvis, endometriosis, there's a lot of things that could lead to it. Cystic fibrosis carrier, that kind of stuff. There's all sorts of things. We can go through it. But the basic principle is your ovary puts out an egg, and it goes into the tube. And then the sperm is there to meet it. So after intercourse or whatever, it takes about, you know, the sperm goes sits in the middle of the tube and waits for the egg. Once the egg gets there, one of the sperm gets into the eggs and fertilizes it. It's usually a competition. Once the egg is fertilized, then the tube has little hairs inside of it. And those hairs propel the embryo from the tube into the uterus to be implanted and turn into a fetus.
Well, it's
fetus.
Just amazing, the body, isn't it? It's glorious.
Incredible.
God made. Amazing.
Amazing. So, yeah, these kinds of things to study, there's nothing more interesting, in my opinion. But when the embryo does not get moved by the tube hairs, like little tubal hairs, if the embryo gets stuck in the middle, we call it getting stuck, or usually it's because the hairs are damaged or because there's scarring in the tube and the embryo cannot be moved and the scar doesn't have hairs in it. So the little embryo gets stuck and it grows in the tube as the, you know, rapidly expands. It can develop a heartbeat, everything. And then the tube is only like, it's like the size of, if you can imagine your pinky finger, that's what the tube is. So, and it doesn't stretch. That's it. You know, so if you get a big pregnancy in there, it blows it up.
Mm.
It ruptures the tube. And then you bleed into your abdomen and you can die from it. It's very, 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 actually.
Traumatic.
Extremely. It happens about 1 in 150 women can get a tubal pregnancy. Do get a tubal pregnancy. A lot of the times we have tubal pregnancies and don't even know about it because as they grow, our tube pushes them out into the abdomen and they no longer grow. Or they lose their blood supply in the tube. There are some pregnancies that are blown out of the tube and they implant in the abdomen. You can have an abdominal pregnancy too, which can also cause severe injury and bleeding, as you can imagine. So yeah, everything everything you said about your friend is very understandable and it's something that we have to watch for. So, you know, if you have a positive pregnancy test and you have severe pain in one or the other side of your body, either the right lower quadrant, meaning lower part of the abdomen, upper part of the pelvis, or the left side, and it's so painful, you have to go see your doctor. And the way that we know it's not in the tube is if we see a heartbeat inside of the uterus, or if we measure the pregnancy hormone from your blood, it's called HCG, beta HCG, and what we measure it once and then 48 hours later, it's supposed to double in a normal pregnancy. If it doesn't, you got something abnormal going on and we need to figure it out. So that's basically the story with tubal pregnancies. And so got to watch out for them because they are extremely dangerous, and something that we need to also, once again, be aware of. Our tubes are more important than we think.
So when we wrap this show up today, or tonight, or today, which is going to be airing tomorrow night, I'm curious because you've already talked about, you know, where you've taught at Albert Einstein Medical School, Cornell. The list went on, five or six different, you know, it's very prestigious, teaching OBGYN doctors that are wanting to become OBGYNs, and they go through, what's it called when you...
Residency.
Residency, yeah. Right. Because my brother was an internal and anesthesiologist, so
he just
double boarded when he came out.
Wow.
And now he has four, so he's in...
What?
Yeah, he does... he has pain clinic, but he also does addictive medicine.
Wow.
And what's the fourth one? I don't even know what the fourth one is, but, you know, he's just one of those guys.
Wow.
And I noticed on your wall when I was in your office the other day, you know, all your board certifications and some of the interesting things that you've done. And so I just admire that. So what would be... when the residents come and they're in front of, you know, Dr. Orna Gill, or you're in front of them and they're taking classes, what would you say would be like the number one or number two or some of the top questions people ask in your class?
It's interesting. I love that question, actually. Thank you for that question, Linda. You're so – this is an awesome topic. A lot of times people ask me, what's the hardest, you know, case you've ever had, like – what was the one that broke your heart the most? Or how do you tell a family when someone is very, very sick, or there's nothing you can do, or something happened? Or what's the most extreme thing? Like, what is the most disgusting thing you've ever seen? Or what is the most, you know, what is the weirdest thing you've ever seen in the delivery room? What tripped you out the most? You know, like one time I was working in Berkeley, and it was at Alta Bates. It's one of the busiest hospitals in the entire United States, and it was a grandmother and her daughter both having a baby on the same day in the same delivery room. So
wow.
Yes. So yeah. So that was, that's what we call modern medicine today.
Well, modern medicine. You know what, and here's the thing, is that time has flown by. I promise, and I ask you that the next time we do a show, that we talk about more bizarro.
Okay.
And not just bizarro, but, you know, miracles.
Yes.
People want to hear about, give me the crazy, give me the skinny.
Yeah.
And also, you know, things that you've witnessed. I think miracles are important about how... all of a sudden things have changed before you. You don't know why. It's beyond, you know. So we have so many things to cover, but you are so smart and so educated, and we're so proud and happy to have you here in Reading.
Thank you.
At Shasta Regional Medical Center. This portion of all of the show has been brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center. We also have Black Bear Diner and Carlene's. Let's not forget. These are fabulous places to go have food, Carlene's Bar and a restaurant. But Shasta Regional Medical Center, I'm a patient there with you now, and I, not that we can ever talk about doctor-patient privilege or whatever that's called, HIPAA, but I just admire you, and I'm so glad you're here on KCNR with your Thursday night show, Dr. Orna Gill Show. Closing thoughts.
I wanted to say thank you all very much for joining us on this very special afternoon and evening at KCNR 96.5 FM. Dr. Orna Gill Show, I'm every woman at your cervix. Have a great evening.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.